Okay, let's begin Parshas Re'eh. The first nice piece, a beautiful piece from the Ohev Yisrael, from the Atav Revi, says as follows: Re'eh Anochi Nosein Levnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Dinei Be'emes Kol Davar Asher Ya'avar V'Yachlof La'Adam Be'Olde B'Chayim Chiyusa Be'Olmazeh. Anything which occurs to man in this world, hein le tov, hein le hipach, chas v'shalom, whether it's for good or the opposite, yesh b'chol dava bracha o klala, and everything there's a bracha and a klala. Al derech mashal, Hashem yisbarach nosim le'eza adam osher gadol v'rotuv. If God gives a person a lot of wealth, atu b'emes bracha lefi hanir le'enayim, at first glance, it seems that that is a bracha. Ach im ha'adam halazeh hu nota ayidei zeh midachei ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah. However, if as a result of having this wealth, he removes himself, he goes down a derech, away from Torah and mitzvos, because of his wealth, migodel ha'osher v'rotuv, sheshbilo Hashem yisparach Moshe kasev v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, V'ram levavecha, your heart exalts, or becomes begayvedik, v'shachacht, and you forget. V'holech b'shriras libo achar tavos ha'olam hazeh. And since he has the money, so he follows all of his taivas, all of his desires in this world. U'moshe barucho ha'gavoa al'am ani v'dol, v'yado takifo aleim b'chashro, ki kocho v'otzam yado. Asalo, he knows he thinks that this is his own accomplishments. Ve'ena mesim es libo ki hakol hu nishba mi'ito yisparach b'chol eis v'rega. V'luli yashko chaso alav lashpia lo zeh hatov. Asu kivar chaso mikol v'chol. In other words, he misconstrues of why he was giving this wealth and goes onto the wrong derech. Hu sova shele olam chosen ul, everything is coming to him. Then this wealth is not a bracha. Raku osher shomer lebaolav lera'asa. It becomes an evil. It becomes a davar the bala'olav lera'asa for his own ra, as it says in Koheles. V'yaderach zehu gam gen lehipach, and it could also be just the opposite. Imeiza adam hu yorei min achasa v'nasa ani chas v'sham, a person becomes very poor. As the fi hanira hu klala, it seems at first glance it's a curse. Achim unosen the libom's boning bipnimus, but if he takes the time and he looks into the matter, and he realizes v'shokel b'data v'omer ulai zos hu l'tavosi, maybe this is for my own good. Haynu efshir im hoyo Hashem yisborech mashbiya li hon rav v'osha gadol az hoyo kvar nishkoch mili b'shma yisborech. It could very well be that if I, my personality, if I was given all that wealth, perhaps I would act incongruous with the Derech HaTorah. Avalata, but now, Shalarosh ein kol v'chol eis v'rega eina v'liba t'luyu mitzapin li'yishuaso. But since an individual who's poor and is needy is constantly davening to Hashem, he's constantly looking to the Almighty for Yeshua. V'kapa perusos ha'shamayma. His hands are raised to the sky. L'haspik lo daitzorcho devarayom biyomo. Asking that he should have enough for every single day. Oz roa be'enav ha'gashmim shehu yisborach. Ha'mefarnas ha'b'chol eis b'masa nisim. So he's always turning to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'oz hu davuk. He becomes appreciative of all the small things that he has. In that sense, it becomes a bracha. Now I read this, it reminds me of my father, Zichron Levracha. You know, you would laugh about it today, but I remember my father every single day in the summer, especially on Shabbos. He was so happy that we had air conditioning. I remember growing up without air conditioning, but he was so happy and was able to put it in air conditioning. He'd always say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's unbelievable the amount of gashmis that we have that we take it so for granted. And there was just that he had enough that he could able to afford air conditioning. Ulefiza yipol suffik belef. So now he says, so how do I know? So now there will be suffik in your heart, to Adam. So now you start second thing. Should I ask for more money? Maybe it's better for me to be as I am. You should have a broken heart and desire of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Looking for Yeshua. How could you now, you're asking for God to give me money? It sounds like a kafi tova. God took away the money because he knows what's good for you. It's better. Thank you for making me poor. Wouldn't go well with fiddle on the roof, but thank you. Ach bi emes yesh simen tov sheyuchal kolecha ve'echal lahakirim hubracha. Now the Ovi Yeshol says, let me tell you a secret. Let me tell you, how do you know if this was a bracha or a klola? Haynu she'im zeh histachkus eino bevata losomi avodas Hashem. If the where you are, if you're wealthy or if you're poor, and it does not mevatel you in your avodas Hashem yisborach ve'ena maviro adas kono, az hadavra hu brocha b'li safek. If you are able to have your avodas Hashem b'leiv of shalem, so whatever you were given, whether it's wealth or whether it's anias, you know that it was a brocha b'li safek. Aval im hu mevatel oso chas v'shalem yavodas yisborach az hu chas v'shalem, then already it's just the opposite. If it removes you, so you know it was a klala. And that's what it means. Everything. Whatever I'm giving you, there is a bracha and a klala in it. How do I know if it's a bracha or a klala? Let's read the rest of the pasuk. Es habracha asher tishmeu. Ratzalom Hashem habracha im tuchu lishmoa mitzvus Hashem. V'lo yi'okav ayerchem habracha nishpa lechem oz bevada hi bracha be'emes. The rest of the pasuk is es habracha, as if you're listening. Meaning, how do I know it's a bracha? If you're following b'derech Hashem. How do I know if it's a klala? If you're not following the b'derech Hashem. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. The second understanding I wanted to bring of the Yavodas Avoda, Tasha Rebbe, also magnificent. Again on the Pasuk of Re'eh Anochi. And here, what he's going to say over here is the Re'eh Anochi, to see the Anochi. What does that mean here? Kvar diktatu hakadmonim amash on the roam kan bechem mekama mekomos betora. Shekadosh baruch hu matilat l'shalim lon a bracha uschar gashmi ashmiras hamitzvos. We see sometimes in the Torah, a number of places, that God promises us something of gashmi, a bracha of wealth. Hari omru chazal schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. But Chazal told us in this world, there is no schar. Od yeshidatek im aloshin hayom, halo abracha klolo nitu oz bayom shadibra lehem eli yinosin lehem lachas maran. It's not today. Gefiya tonight im yishma mitzvos Hashem. Im kain lomikisav shenochin esen of nechem hayom. What's the word of hayom? The Baal HaTurim writes, re'ei anochi re'ei aseres hadibro shaposach ba'onochi. The Torah says, look at the Anochi, look at the Psach, look at the introduction to the Yeseres Hadibros, and Vitiskayimosam, and follow them. Kichol ha-mitzvos kululos behem, all the mitzvos are found in them. Lefi ze yesh lo havin, lama ramza ha-kasav es kol ha-misr t'teva anochi davka. He's asking, using the Torah's understanding of the anochi, re'ei the anochi, look at the haschala, the beginning of the Yeseris HaDibros, and everything else will follow. V'yesh ha-rameis b'zeh, al-pi ma sha'omru chazal, de'en Yisrael nizunim be'olam hazeh, ela b'schus ha'emunah. What we receive in this world, what does it mean, Chazal saying? Bizchus ha'amuna. The fact that we believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ulecharein muvan. Laman yizon bizchus mitzvah ha'amuna. Why dafkin yizim? All the mitzvahs you have to do. I mean, yosim misham mitzvahs ha'torah. Upeirusha mefarshim b'derech jirash behekta masha hikshu ha'kanmona masha amru Chazal. Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. What does it mean in this world we don't get schar? Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomim mishmarta shel Torah v'halok sid b'Torah lo solim pe'ulas schir itroch ad haboker. You owe someone money. Can't wait until tomorrow morning. You have to give it to him right away. Your employee, you have to pay him right away. Im kein min haroi shekadosh baruch hu yikayim mitzvah satorah litein la'adam schar pe'ulas b'yom. So truth is, God should pay us immediately. What do you mean there's no schar in this world and only in the next world? You have to pay me biyomo today. B'tirtzu azeh masha omru chazal in bava mitziah. Ha'omer l'shlichot sei schar li'polim. If I tell a shliach, go out and hire po'alim for me. Eina over mishum batolim. There's no batolim. L'fisha hu atzmo scharen el ayid ha-shliach, because it's through a shliach. We're not going to get into the lumdus behind it, but let's accept it. V'kadosh baruch ha-rei nasa nes ha-torah ayid ha-shlicho Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah was given to us through whom? Moshe. Moshe was the shliach. L'chein lo shayach l'gabe k'v'yochel ha-din d'lo solen. So therefore there's no din of lo solen. Avo. Kol ze amur b'shar ha-mitzvos sh'nitnu ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu olam v'shalom. That's for the other 611 mitzvos. K'mo darshu chazal, Torah tziv elonu Moshe, k'minyan Torah, k'shegematria tariyah, which is 611. Tziv elonu Moshe, avala nochim v'lo yiyya, we heard directly from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mipi ha-gevura, Shemanu mekiven shemitzos ha'amuna nin alana yedei kodesh baruch hu la'atmo harei shaykh b'mitzvah zu hadin de lo solim polun sachir. Since we got this mitzvah of amuna directly from the kodesh baruch hu, then the schar mitzvah has to be hayom. Re'ei anochu nosein lefnechem hayom. Baruch, what is the hayom? Because the schar of the amuna. L'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'shalem schar mitzvah zu af b'hayu alma. And now we can understand, he writes, Ein Yisro nezunim ele b'schus ha'muna ki b'schus shar ha'mitzvah satorah Ein Yisro nezunim klab olam hazeh. De schar mitzvah b'hayu alma leka. Rak b'schus mitzvah ha'muna. Shemitzvah zu lo shayach schar mitzvah b'hai al-meleka. U'bechina zu, and this idea, yeshe forest masha omru chazal, bo chavkuk ha-navi says, v'amidim al-achas, on the last staff in Makkos. And the difference, David HaMelech had it, I think it was, one had three, one had 11, and chavkuk said, no, it's only one mitzvah. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichet etzorach bia ma kavana. What did he mean? Shemidim al achas. And now you understand. What do you mean? You can be kaim all the mitzvah in one mitzvah? What does it mean? It's only one thing that's important? No, this is the source. This is the mamish, the ikar. When you have the emunah hayom, everything else is going to flow from that. Hariyashun tayag mitzvah satzorash adam echim lekaimim. The kavana is ki hamidam ritzon lomar tchokiyim amamid haolam ein ele beschus haemuna. Uchedei sheyizka adam lahasig emuna shleimet beemes. And how do you have this great emuna? Hachilanu Hashem lakenes yom haShabbos kodesh. It's Shabbos. the Shabbos Kodesh is what we have the Hanchala. This is our Yerusha. Shebekocha efshel adam lahashrish belibo emunas habore baruchu karoi. It's through the observance of Shabbos correctly and properly, that someone can come to the great emunah belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kemo shekasa bedibros hashniyas, v'zacharta ki ever ha'yisra be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yoti yachah Hashem lekecha mishav, al kein tzivcha Hashem lekecha lasotis yom ha'Shabbos, they took you out of Mitzrayim. Shetachlezu tzivcha Hashem lekecha lasos, v'lishmorish yom ha'Shabbos, the whole purpose was for you to be shomer Shabbos. K'dei shetazke v'tamen ki Hashem lekecha otiyachah me'eretz Mitzrayim, so that you will remember and believe that God took you out of Mitzrayim. And you'll have a moon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kemo shekasov befurash b'mitzvahs amuna anoche shel mekecha shel tiyacha. Therefore, b'kenisas ha-Shabbos tiknu lomar v'yechulu lahamed ha-metzias ha-borei v'yabriya shemayim v'aretz ki zehu tachlas yom Shabbos ha-Kodesh. So when we begin, we enunciate in the beginning of Shabbos, we say, Vayichul HaShemayim La'ashris HaMunaso Yisporach B'libeinu B'amunah Shalema. L'chein Yikram Se'uda Shabbos Kodesh Se'udasa Dem Himnusa. That's why we say that each Se'uda is a Se'uda B'Himnusa, the Se'uda of belief. K'mo She'omru Vasignu Se'udasi Dem Himnusa. Ki ayidei seuda Shabbos kodesh nikvasa amuna belibos b'nei Yisrael, and that's what it says in the Nezor Hakodesh. It explains uvzen nachol levarish apsukim beparsha yisayinu. Re'ei anochi, if you will look at the anochi, if you will concentrate on the anochi, you will concentrate on the yemuna of Hashem nosim lifnechem hayom brachu klolo. We're talking about the Yeseres Hadibros, so therefore you will have the Hayom. The other day we were Miru Messiah and Gemara Shabbos, and I pointed out that there is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Is that on Yontif we go into the Beis HaMikdash, we enter into the Kodesh, we go into the Beis HaMikdash, which is what? It's the Beis Hashem, the Beis Elokeinu. It's where the Shechina resides. It's a din of Yira. We walk into the Beis HaMikdash, we go into the Kodesh Baruch Hu's home. On Shabbos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes into our home. Where Soloveitchik was fond of saying, that's why he comes into our home, we say Kiddush immediately. Because you have to greet the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how do you speak to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? You say Kiddush. And we enter into a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The entire Shabbos, the entire Kavodah Shabbos, Oneg HaShabbos, is that we're sitting for 25 hours with the Kodesh Baruch Hu sitting in our home with us. And therefore we dress a certain way. We wear Big Day Shabbos. We wear special clothing. We eat foods. We sit around with the family. We sing zmiras. The entire atmosphere of the day is to what? To concentrate on our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to look and to remind ourselves that the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo, the Shechina has been shore in our homes. That's why also there's a din of Issa Malacha. Malacha is tikkun olam. Malacha is the 39 malachas is talking about man's creativity. Man's creativity goes to back to his own ability, and it removes himself from concentration on the Shechina. There has to be on Shabbos a pure concentration on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not to do anything to remove that. That's why the Mechilta, there's a Mechilta in Pashas Mishpatim, Rashi quotes, that it's also to even think about Malacha. Why should it be Yasser? Not doing anything. I can't think about putting on a TV. What's so terrible? Because by thinking, you're talking about creativity and removing ourselves from the thought, from thinking about the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's why the Chachamim added to it. It's not simply a Melechus Machsheves, even if it's a Melechus Shetrich Lagufa, even if it's a Dinah Mesatzek, even if it's a Dovah Shen Meskavein. It's not exactly the creation, the Isserim of the Doraisa, but each one of these aspects, the facets, what it does is that it removes you from concentration on the Shechina. V'yalzeh mamshech hakosa v'yomer hachakach es habrocha shetishme'u mitzvos Hashem lekechem. What does that mean? Ki kasher tizku l'kayim mitzvos amuna. When you are zocha to do this, tizku l'kabel habrocha v'hashefa gam ba'um hazeh. Everything else will flow from it. Ki ha-mitzvos amuna harei kadosh baruch hu meshalim schara biyomo. Because the schar of the mitzvah of amuna you receive today. U'lechol zeh tizku al yidei. Shenasati lefnechem hayom yom ha-shabbos kodesh. Then he writes, "Ubeprapa Shabbos Kodesh Zesh Cholbo Rosh Chodesh Elul." And I guess in that year when he wrote this, there was Rosh Chodesh Elul fell on Shabbos. Shebechodesh Hazeh Tzoracha Adam Lachniu Levata Kol Hakochos Haroim Shetitavik Behem Meshech Hashana. In other words, he says that before every Shabbos, the Rav Soloveitchik spoke of the Erev Shabbos Jew. The Erev Shabbos Jew who's waiting, he's so excited. He knows that he's going to be greeting the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't just run into Shabbos, you prepare. You prepare yourself in Erev Shabbos. And the Avodah Savodah says, how do you prepare? You have to do tshuva. You have to make sure that your kli is tahar, in order to receive the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki ha-chodesh hazeh mis'uta l'tshuva. This whole chodesh is what is for us to become, to be Bali tshuva. Shebo tzarech ha-adam l'chines atzma l'kras yom hadin ha-gadol. V'hanora ha-ba l'krasenu. We prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. L'dabek nafshe v'lechai. U'lehamek zis atzma kol kulu b'tshuva v'tikun ha-maisim. V'halo b'yamim kadmonim, in the old days, hol yu Yehudim afrishim atzom b'yamim eilu mikol n'yoni olam hazeh, they used to separate themselves from everything in this world. V'chol hatirdos v'chol oski olam, v'chein osu cheshbin ha-nefesh b'emes la-mito, they did a cheshbin ha-nefesh to understand, where am I today? Ki bizmanenu, but today, Himti Hayetza Haroko Mine Klein, he's so funny, he says a Kli telephone. he's saying that we're so involved in the Gashmias today. We're so involved in use of the telephone, so we can add to this, the iPhones, the computers, all the social media. We're always bothered. We don't have a time to ourselves. We're so involved in the daily social media, watching TV, sports, you name it. He says, then what we have to do is that we have to be me'ora levakesh is ha'emer she'zora kol echa l'shbel sicha l'fun of Yisparach. So just the answer, Hashem Yisparach Yazah she'bishana haba niska she'yisgala leinu or Hashem b'sgala she'yisera, etc., etc. We should be zochah them and able to do tshuva. But the idea which he says, re'ei anochi, see the hakdama of the Aseres Hadibros with the Yamuna, concentrating the Yamuna, concentrate on the Shabbos. Shabbos is the day which allows us to build up an Amunas Bashem. But see, Yehuda Cook points out that this Pasuk again, Re'eo Nochi, he says, a Mishnah Torah, who Chazorah Penimus v'natamtsu shel HaTorah. The Mishnah Torah is a repeat, it's a Chazorah. And therefore, you have to understand, what are we trying to be chaza? What are we reviewing again in this parsha? Yesharach lahasik b'kitzeres mahalecha chumashim. We have Shmos and Vayikra. Shmos Vayikra is sugech. It's one idea. Meskala, what is that? Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, v'hashroas hashchina b'Yisrael. V'shachanti b'socham. He took him out of Mitzrayim, gave us Torah. And then the Hashras Hashchina with us, v'yoshachanti b'socham, v'yosuli mikdash. Hashchina shochenes b'socheinu b'toch mitzuyuseinu b'toch la Yisrael. That the Shechina is what? He's shochenes b'socheinu. He is shochen in all of us. B'toch Eretz Yisrael. B'toch Torah Yisrael. And if you recall, v'yosuli mikdash, v'yoshachanti b'socham, in every individual. In every individual. The Rav Tzvi Yehuda goes on to explain that's why this parsha talks about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash of going there. Why? Because now it's a completion. It's to say that we came out of Mitzrayim. We created an atmosphere. We received the Torah. And now we have to create a Beis HaLokeinu, a place for the Shechina to be Shorah. But the idea of a shachanti b'socham, borrowing, and he quotes the Ar Chaim HaKadosh, is the Re'ei Anochi, a different shot. The Re'ei Anochi, a person has to see the Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything. You have to see it in yourself. People have to see the Anochi within you. You walk in the street, people have to understand, oh, this is what a Jew acts like. This is what a Jew speaks like. He's honest. Ish Yashar. They have to see the Yanochi within you. We have to learn to see the Yanochi in everything. In everything that occurs in our life. To be able to say, Baruch Gilas, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. I see that the Yad Hashem is here. Whatever it is, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefnechem, Re'ei Anochi, see the Anochi. And if you believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yad is what is guiding you, then you'll see what is a bracha, what is a klala, why there is such a klala. Why does God, why do I see that something is happening that is hurting me? If you believe it's the Yad Hashem, then it's something which you can do tshuva on, something which you can change, something which you can alter your life in order for it to be a bracha. In this light, I would just end off with Iksav Sofer. Iksav Sofer makes a very beautiful point. It's bracha and klala. What about the middle ground? There's an old joke, we always say, Jewish history. You know what? Why does it always have to be the extreme? Why can't it be just like we're going through life? You know, it's okay. Everything's good. Not great. It's not bad. Ksav Sofer writes, we see every once in a while there's a nation that is a Moshel, is in control of another nation. We see that sometimes we're meshuvah to another malchus. But most countries, they have their independence. Zula ba'uma Yisrael, but Yisrael seems to be different. On the Rome Talmud, Oshihi Moshelas al Kol Goy Ha'aretz. Either we're in control of everyone else, or they're in control of us. And there just doesn't seem to be any middle ground. And that's what it means for A. Hisbonein Bedavarzeh. I want you to think about it. To you, there's only a bracha and a klala. And it fits in so beautifully, because if there's the Yad Hashem, if you're listening to me, I'm going to give you a bracha. And if not, it will be a klola. It's a raya. It's a proof. that we are the Am Hashem. That itself is the proof. The fact that there is no middle ground. There is no middle ground for Klal Yisrael. So let me end off that this Parshas Re'eh is always before the Chodesh Elul, is the beginning of the month of doing tshuva, of getting ready, blowing of the shofar. And I said earlier about Shabbos, the fact that we have to always concentrate on the presence of the Shekhinah. And there the Rabbanim, the Chazal, were makbid to say, even if a Davishen Meskavein, Even by Malachesh and Shricha Lagufa, even Psik Resha Delanecha Le Yaro says is Mutter. But in all of these cases, we say that it's Usher, meaning that we want a person to have 100% concentration on the Shechina. So anything which removes you is something which is negated by the Kedusha of Shabbos. In our Melechus Avodah, the Melechus Avodah Hashem, it has to be a Melechus Machshavas. Our Avodah has to be a Melechus Avodah. It shouldn't be of Mesasek. When we're davening, it shouldn't be of something Mesasek without even saying the words. We're going through the motions. It shouldn't be a Melechus and Etzricha Lagufa. We shouldn't think as we're davening that we don't need the tachlis, the totsah. We need the totsah. We have to so benefit and ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And all of our mitzvahs, all of our maisa mitzvahs, it has to be the way to train ourselves in each mitzvah. It should act in a certain way to bring us closer and closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, a meleches machshevas. The Baal HaTanya writes, that's why we say, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. So most understand Asher Kiddushanu, through their mitzvahs we become Kadosh. And the Baal HaTanya says it's not a din of Kedusha, it's a din of Kedushin. Kedushin is the bringing of the husband and the wife together and bring them into a relationship that one cannot be just broken. To become closer and closer in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elul ani ledodi v'dodi li. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. Re'ei anochi mi'yirtzeh Hashem. We should all be able to be zocha to see the anochi within ourselves, within our family, within our friends, within everything in this world, so that every moment of our lives, as we do each and every mitzvah, and we say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, not only will we become holier of Kedusha, we'll also come closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the din of Kedushin. Have a good Shabbos.